could just give the appellant a chance, he's got mobility issues, before anybody comes forth. Case number six, 22-308.
No. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sergeant, can you please identify yourself, your record, spelling your last name, and also your witness?
Sergeant Kenneth Kerouac, K-E-R-O-A-C-K, representing Chief Fernando Spagnolo of the Waterbury Police Department. And to my left is Sergeant David, D-A-V-I-D, Shaban, S-H-A-B-A-N.
Okay, Sergeant, would you like to make an opening statement?
Sure. The appellant applied to the Waterbury Police Department on September 22nd, 2020. He was denied for suitability on July 23rd, 2021 for 5 incidents of concern, 2 which involved threatening people with a handgun. In one of the incidents, the appellant actually pointed a handgun at an individual's chest in a threatening manner. The issuing authority will present these incidents in detail to support our denial.
Okay. Sergeant, sir, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes. I did not point a weapon at anyone, and I'm not aware of any 5 charges that the officer
had. Did you say incidents or charges?
Incidents.
Incidents. Or incidents. All right, Sergeant, you may proceed.
On March 19, 2023, the Waterbury Police Department were dispatched to the appellant's ex-girlfriend's house for a threatening with a firearm complaint. The complainant was the current boyfriend of the appellant's ex-girlfriend. The complainant stated the appellant came to his girlfriend's residence and began knocking loudly on the door. When nobody answered the door, the appellant repeatedly called his girlfriend until she answered her phone. The girlfriend handed the phone to the complainant so he could speak to the appellant. The complainant was described to the investigating officer. The appellant was getting aggressive, and the appellant said multiple times, "If you come outside, I'm going to shoot you, and I'll be waiting around the corner for you." The complainant requested an escort to his residence because he feared for his safety, and he believed the appellant did not know where he lived. The appellant was not located after this incident, and the victim in this case did not follow up with detectives for an arrest warrant. On May 15th, 2018, in Waterbury, Connecticut, the appellant was stopped on a motor vehicle stop due to an outstanding arrest warrant for family violence. During the investigation to confirm the arrest warrant, the appellant advised the investigating officer he had marijuana in the motor vehicle. The investigating officer recovered a clear plastic bag containing marijuana in the front of the driver's seat on the floor. The weight of the marijuana was 0.735 ounces. Due to location being near a school zone and the weight was over 0.5 ounce, the appellant was charged with possession of 0.5 ounce or more, which was sub to the infraction of possession less than 0.5 ounce. In the upcoming incident, Sergeant David Shaban of the Waterbury Police Department will provide testimony about a family violence incident case which involved the appellant. The incident in question occurred on November 7, 2017. Sergeant Shaban was the investigating detective assigned to this case. Sergeant, have you been sworn in and understand you're under oath?
I do, and I have.
What agency are you currently employed with, and what is your current assignment?
I'm currently employed by the Waterbury Police Department, and I'm currently assigned to the Detective Bureau as a supervisor.
How long have you been employed by the Waterbury Police Department?
I was hired January 7th, 2011.
Were you working with the Waterbury Police Department on or about November 7th, 2017?
Yes, I was assigned as a detective in the Criminal Investigations Bureau.
Do you recall an incident involving the appellant on this date?
I do. I was assigned a family violence case with the appellant in which a female victim reported that they got into an argument regarding some child-rearing issues. And as the argument escalated, the appellant went to a dresser, started flinging clothes at her, and inside one of the clothes was a hard object, she described, hit her in the face. And afterwards, she pleaded with him to stop, and he continued to, what she described, verbally abuse her.
Did you, during your investigation, did you arrest the appellant?
So, based on the officer's initial reports, I prepared an arrest warrant seeking to charge the appellant with disorderly conduct. It was submitted and approved.
So a judge approved this warrant?
Correct.
Were there any previous incidents involving the appellant that were of concern to you during this family violence investigation?
During the investigation that I was tasked with, I was able to check the in-house records for the appellant. About a year prior to the family violence incident, there was a incident in which the appellant was parked in front of a house and a resident came out to inquire as to what he was doing there. And the resident reported that the appellant pulled out a gun from near his right hip area and pointed it at his chest.
That's all I have.
Were you here when I talked about cross-examination?
I believe
so. Okay, so you can ask him questions, and then we'll get to your case after you have a chance to ask him questions. If you have any questions for that witness, or actually either one of them.
I have no questions. Their stories are inaccurate.
Okay. Does the board have any questions of either witness?
I just have a question on the first case. I believe it was March of this year. Sorry. In the narrative, so it's page 2 or 3, second paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
NCI collect check of the appellant. Yeah, that is the appellant, correct? Sort of.
Correct.
Okay. I guess you're using his first name?
I think. Because of his name, it could be two first names. I even think in Sergeant Shaven's supplement, he reversed the names.
Okay.
I think that's probably a common issue. The
story individual, so it's an active Connecticut pistol permit.
Yeah, I think that was a mistake, or I know that the weapons system has been very inaccurate lately. It's even posted on a lot of the sites that we use in law enforcement.
Okay. And no arrest warrant was submitted for this?
No. Lack of cooperation to the victim in this.
Other questions?
I believe you, in your opening, you said he had a previous revocation?
Correct.
What was, if you know?
That will be the next incident.
I'm sorry?
That will be the next incident that I...
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you were... Okay.
Oh, we're coming back to you. Okay.
All right, my mistake also.
Well, he got to cross my witness,
okay.
Which was incident number 3.
Okay.
I have incident 4 and 5 left.
All right.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
All right, so we're all done with board questions for the witness. All right, Sergeant Dimitri.
For the next incident, the appellant checked yes on his application for have you ever been arrested for any crime. He provided details of a 2016 arrest. I will provide the specific details of that incident. On September 6, 2016, at 10:27 p.m., the Waterbury Police Department received a 911 complaint of someone pointing a gun at a neighbor and then drove off. The 911 caller gave dispatch a clear description of the fleeing vehicle and Connecticut marker plate. The marker plate came back registered to the appellant. First complainant on scene told officers he saw the appellant sitting in his vehicle parked for over an hour with the car running and its lights on. The complainant stated he went to see if the appellant needed help or if he needed any medical attention. The appellant became immediately defensive and began to scream that this is public property and that he can do whatever he wants. The complainant tried explaining that he only went over to check on him and did not cause any problems. The complainant stated he also asked the male if he could turn his headlights off because they were shining into his house and that his kids were trying to sleep. The complainant stated the appellant then took out a gun, which appeared to be kept near his right hip, and pointed at the complainant's chest. The complainant added that the male stated, "Are we going to have any problems?" and kept pointing the gun at the complainant's chest. The complainant further explained that he was in fear for his life and began to yell for someone to call 911. The complainant stated the appellant drove off at a high rate of speed. The investigating officer spoke to another neighbor who explained he was sitting on his porch when he saw the first complainant approach the appellant. The neighbor explained that he then heard the first complainant yell, "He has a gun," and someone call 911. A Waterbury Police Department Street Crimes Unit located the appellant and the described vehicle parked at the intersection of East Main and Silver Street. The investigating officer responded to that location and spoke to the appellant. The appellant explained that he was in an altercation with a man on Cook Street, the location of the incident. However, he never displayed any weapon at any time. The appellant further explained he let the man know that he was armed and didn't want any problems. The appellant was arrested for threatening first, reckless endangerment first, and breach of peace second, which was provided on his submission to the board. Inside the vehicle, there was three loaded Glock pistols were in the appellant's possession. The appellant had a .357 Glock in his waistband. Two other loaded Glock pistols were located in the center console, which did not have a lock. As a result of the incident, the appellant's pistol permit was revoked.
Do you have any questions for the sergeant based on that testimony?
Yes, I do. So you stated the first complainant. How many complainants were there?
At least two, but let me check if... Two complainants.
Okay, you stated the officer located me and questioned me. What were those questions?
I don't have any specific questions he asked.
I have no more questions.
Was that it for your testimony?
Yeah, I just one more incident of concern. Last incident of concern was from April 20th, 2011. The appellant's ex-girlfriend called Waterbury Police stating a note was left under her new boyfriend's windshield. She stated that she read the note and immediately recognized the handwriting of her ex-boyfriend's, the appellant. The appellant's ex-girlfriend stated that she has been having a lot of problems with the appellant showing up at her apartment when he knows he's not welcome there. She stated that the appellant will bang on the door and sit in front of her apartment for hours to talk to her. The appellant's ex-girlfriend stated that she and the appellant have been broken up for over a year. She stated ever since she began dating a new guy, the appellant began causing problems. The ex-girlfriend showed the investigating officer a note, and it was written to her new boyfriend about how unfaithful she is and that he should be examined for STDs. The appellant's ex-girlfriend stated that after they found the note, they went inside the apartment where she saw wires hanging from the television. She stated she looked and saw her Sony PlayStation 3 video game system and accessories were missing. The appellant's ex-girlfriend stated that she immediately thought of the appellant because the two of them were living together when they purchased the PlayStation. She stated she looked at her jewelry and saw that two items the appellant bought her were gone. She stated that the items were a white gold ring with three diamonds and a pair of white gold stud earrings. There was no arrest made in this incident.
Sure, do you have any questions for the sergeant based on that? And that's it for your testimony?
It is.
Okay, does the board have any questions for Sergeant Kerouac?
Just so I'm clear on this, case is listed as a denial of a permit. Is this a revocation or is it a denial of a new application?
It's a denial from a temporary permit for the Waterbury Police Department.
Okay, case. So there was a prior revocation?
Correct.
Based on previous incident?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Sergeant, did you say there was an arrest in that 2016 case?
In his package, he provided the dispositions of that. I think they were all nollied, all those charges. He had put that on his application. Yes, he'd been arrested, and then he wrote "please see attached." He had attached the whole. It doesn't photocopy well. I tried all different dark. But when I looked up those charges, they were nollied.
Other questions by the board? Any other witnesses?
No.
Sir, it is your chance to tell us what you'd like us to know.
Before you start, what city or town are you in?
Waterbury.
Still in Waterbury?
Waterbury.
Okay.
Good question, Chief. Go ahead, sir.
About the arrest, that's all I can speak about. These other incidents, I have no clue about them. I'm not aware of any other thing other than my arrest, which caused them to revoke my permit. I was parked. He stated in his statement that my car was parked in the light shining into someone's house.
We're talking about your 2016 arrest?
Correct. That is false. The street is parallel. The way my car was parked, facing up on a hill, and the house was directly across from where I was parked, so there was no way that my light could be shining into someone's house. The area, it's a known drug area. There was three different individuals that approached my vehicle. They were trying to sell drugs. First two I ignored. The third one came back outside with the first two individuals and started to yank on my door to get into my vehicle. I told the person that tried to get into my car that I am a licensed firearm carrier and I'm armed. The guy started speaking another language and I left the area. On a hill, you cannot speed off on a hill. I drive an SUV. Cops, they did locate me a short time after the sitting at the store. There was no questioning, nothing. They just snatched me out of the car and arrested me. That was it. I went to court and the case was dismissed. So that's all I can speak about. That's what happened. These calls about girlfriends and ex-girlfriends, I know nothing about that. What I am aware of, I was arrested. They pulled me over on some trumped up reason to stop my vehicle. I was harassed by these guys in Waterbury. They said my lights were out on my vehicle. And they pulled me over. They claimed I had a warrant that was over a year old. arrested me. They said they didn't know why. When I got to the police station, they said the death sergeant would fill me in. When I got there, I was so mad because I had an argument with my wife, and I called her different names, not to call her those names, and to not curse at my wife. Try to find out why this warrant was over a year or about a year old, and they failed to inform me that there was a warrant for my arrest. That's all I can speak to.
Sergeant, any questions for the appellant?
Yeah, I have a question. So you said that the lights weren't shining on the house.
No, it wasn't. The street is parallel. The house was right across to the right. There's no way your light could be shining at the house from that intersection.
But you didn't dispute the fact that you were sitting there for over an hour. Why were you sitting there with the car running?
I wasn't sitting there for...
Hold on. Let me finish my question. Why were you sitting there parked with the engine running?
I was using the phone. I was using my cell phone, and I stated that in my report. I pulled over to use my cell phone. I have a cousin that lived right up the street. We were going to the range the next day. The reason I had three weapons in the vehicle, we were cleaning them so we can go to the range the following day. I received the call, I pulled over to use the phone. And there were young individuals that approached me. They were drug dealers. They never showed up to court to pursue any of this. What they wanted to know was why I was there in that area and if I wanted to purchase any drugs.
I just want to clarify that the main complainant was 42 or 43 at the time. Do you consider that young?
Who were the other two individuals? There were two young males. It was dark at night. There were two young males that approached.
Well, I had a simple question. Do you consider 42 young?
No, that's not young.
Ouch.
It's very young.
That's all I have.
Any questions?
Yeah, in the 2016 incident you're just discussing, were you by yourself in the vehicle?
Yes, I was.
And I realized that you had three firearms, three handguns with you?
Correct.
Were all three of them yours?
Yes.
Okay. And you're not aware of the, you have no recollection of the incident that the sergeant discussed? March of this year regarding a Darren Green?
No.
You know a Darren Green?
No, I do not.
So,
and I would like to know who is this girlfriend that called? I mean, can we get her on the phone or whoever?
It's against state law to reveal family violence victims.
That's the name. That's what
it just said. You didn't go to an ex-girlfriend's house and say if you come outside, I'm going to shoot you
earlier
this year?
No.
Or I'll be waiting around the corner for you? No. Other questions by the board? Sir, do you have any other witnesses?
No.
Would you like to make a closing statement?
No.
Okay. Sergeant, would you like to make a closing statement? Sure. The issuance authority is presented numerous instances of serious concern. Threatening use of a firearm, actually pointing a fire at someone and threatening them. The appellant has violated every rule of safe and responsible gun ownership, storage, and safety. The issuing authority believes not only should the appellant's pistol permit denial be upheld, but the appellant has no business possessing firearms anywhere. We hope the board rules in our favor.
Thank you, sir. Complete factual.
This is a denial by the Waterbury Police Department. The denial is for suitability. Waterbury PD discussed five incidents of concern. The most recent was in March of 2023 when the appellant allegedly threatened an individual over the phone. There were no arrests during that case. There was a 2018 incident in which the appellant was stop pronounced Danny Moore, and had a less than an ounce of marijuana on him. There was a testimony by a detective from Waterbury Police Department regarding family violence case in which the appellant was arrested for the charge of disorderly conduct. Discussion of the 2016 incident in which the appellant allegedly was involved in a verbal altercation in Waterbury, pointing a firearm at an individual. Due to that arrest, the appellant's pistol permit at the time was revoked. All those charges were either dismissed or nollied. And then the 2011 complaint by an ex-girlfriend regarding harassment, no criminal charges were filed in that case.
Comments by the board? Back down to Dr. Conrad.
For the issuing authority.
Attorney Sinetti.
Issuing authority.
Mr. Gray.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Overturk.
Issuing authority.
Chief Rosenzweig. Chair votes issuing authority. Thank you all, gentlemen.
Thank you.